granting that we had both the will and the sense to choose our friends well, how few of us would still have the power. Nearly all of our associations are determined by chance or necessity and restricted within a narrow circle. John Ruskin. Hello, Lifebook VIPs. John Butcher here. Welcome to August in Lifebook's VIP program. So happy to have you here with me today. August is social month here at Lifebook. And I'll tell you, this month is going to really mark a turning point in the VIP program. So please listen to this short recording carefully, because we're seriously going to increase the value proposition of becoming a Lifebook VIP this month. And we want you to be a part of it. Now, as most of you have probably heard me say before, the social category was my personal category of focus for years and years, which means the category I most needed to improve on. This was the category that always seemed to get pushed down to the bottom of the stack for Missy and I. We're not super social to begin with. We're quiet people, we're private people, and we've got very full and fulfilling lives. We love spending our time alone together. We love spending our time with our kids. We both have big families, lots of brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews. We've got big businesses to run. We've got our health and fitness to attend to. We travel half the year. I mean, we've got really, really busy lives. In the good sense, our lives are very, very full. Now, when we were younger, we didn't pay a whole lot of attention to our social life. We just didn't understand how incredibly important this category is. So we didn't have any criteria for determining what kind of friends we wanted to surround ourselves with. Pretty much anyone who walked through our front door got into our social circle. And as a result, over the years, you know, we woke up one day and realized that we didn't have a real high quality set of friends. We were in a lot of one-way relationships where it seemed like we were doing all the heavy lifting. We were bringing all the value. We were bringing all the positivity. You know, when you're the one bringing sort of all the good stuff to a relationship, when you are bringing all the positivity, that's a clue. Pay attention to that. When you pick up the check at dinner 20 times in a row, that's a clue. Pay attention to it. So, years ago, when Miss and I went through Lifebook for the second time, we really made a commitment to our social life. We started bringing a lot more consciousness to it. We deleted some of the names in our contact list. We added some new names consciously according to clearly defined criteria. What are the kind of people that we want to bring into our lives? Who out there would we like to know that we admire and respect, that we'd like to bring into our social circle? And I'll tell you, over the years, we have experienced a ton of transformation in this category. I'm happy to say that now we find ourselves with an absolutely amazing group of people that we're close to. Just an extraordinary network that expands out from our close group of friends, and our lives are so much better as a result. And I'm not just talking about the social category. I'm talking about all 12 categories of our lives. Our health and fitness wouldn't be near what it is without the incredible group, knowledgeable group of friends that we have. The intellectual connections that we made have changed our lives. The parenting strategies that we've encountered, you know, the character building techniques. Definitely in the career and financial categories, we've just learned so much from our extraordinary group of friends. We are surrounded by people that we love and care about, people who pull us forward in life and add an immense value to our lives, and people that we love spending time with. And we make a real effort to do that because friendships require energy. We learn that you got to put time and effort in. You got to bring consciousness to it. Well, the social category has had a huge effect on us, and I'll tell you, that's just Lifebook working. That's just us focusing on one area of our lives that we know we need to improve, bringing consciousness to it, day after day, week after week, month after month, and all of a sudden you wake up one day and you realize your life was so much better than it was before. So now we are looking to really expand our powerful social network even more. And for us, that starts right here in the VIP community, because this community is made up of an extraordinary group of like-minded people, all with life books, all who know where they're going and the kind of people that they want to be, and they're all working hard to build the life of their dreams. Those are the kind of people that we want to associate ourselves with. So on this audio, I just want to take a minute to explore our vision for the Lifebook community a little bit deeper and the purpose behind that community as well. I want to start out by saying this. Creating an extraordinary life is a huge project. It's something very, very few people will ever achieve. We've really set the bar high in this community, success across all 12 categories. And in order to be successful at that level, there are a few things that we're going to need, a few absolute essentials that are vital to achieving our life vision. The first of these essentials is knowledge and wisdom across the 12 categories. 12 categories of your life, it's a lot to manage, it's a lot to think about, and we simply can't waste time or energy doing things ineffectively or inefficiently. We've got to find the best information out there and ensure that we're applying best practices to every area of our life. We'll also need the benefit of good experience and sound judgment so we can make the right choices, the choices that we need to make consistently in order to build our life vision. We're going to need support and encouragement from time to time, because inevitably, we're going to hit potholes. We're going to face some trials, and we're going to face some challenges on this path of becoming the very best people that we can be. We're going to need some accountability to ensure that we're achieving the goals that we set, to ensure that we're doing the things that we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do it. We're also going to need a little bit of inspiration and motivation and encouragement to get us going and to keep us going in the right direction. We have set some really big life goals as Lifebook VIPs, and those are the things we're going to need to achieve those goals. Without wisdom, without knowledge, support, accountability, inspiration, it's going to be tough going to accomplish this big job that we've set for ourselves. But with those things, we'll have everything we need to achieve our ultimate objective. You know, in week 8 of the VIP boot camp, I talk about the thousands of people that have been through Lifebook, the thousands of people that have filled those 12 empty buckets up with their own profound insights, their own wisdom, their own meaning. Thousands of smart, driven, talented men and women, all working on the 12 categories in their own way, from their own angle. They're out there experimenting, exploring, they're paying attention to what's working and not working in their lives across these 12 categories, and they're documenting all of it in their life book. The bottom line is this: our vision for the VIP community is to harness all that wisdom, to gather those best practices and share them with each other. All those moments of inspiration, all those moments of brilliance that are out there in those life books, to sort of link those life books together in a network, gather all that intelligence and insight, organize it, and then make it available to all life book members. We believe that if we did that, it could change the paradigm of personal development, which from the very beginning, the paradigm of personal development has been based on a guru or an author or a teacher imparting their wisdom to the masses. But the truth is, no one individual can give you everything you need to be successful. But an entire community can. Communities create wisdom so much more effectively than individuals. In a community, your wisdom source is thousands of brains, not just one brain. If we share our wisdom, our insights, and our resources with each other, there's nothing we can't figure out. Because the answers are out there, and collectively, we can find all of them. No matter what your specific goal is in your life or in any of the categories, it's very likely that one of us in your community has already been there and already done that. Say you want to create a successful business. Well, guaranteed, we've done that. You want to create an extraordinary love relationship? We've done that. We know how to do it. You want to get in the best shape of your life? You want to build $1 million net worth? There are people here that know how to do that. Call on them. I mean, you can earn experience and knowledge the old-fashioned way by making all the mistakes that have been made before and learning out there on your own, or you can reach out. You can tap into the experience of smart men and women who have already done it successfully, find out how they did it, let them help you, and then apply those principles and strategies to your own life. Like I say in week 8 of boot camp, and this is an amazing thing I'm getting ready to say, it's possible for you to get decades of knowledge in days. Decades of knowledge in days, exactly where you need it most. And that, my friend, can turn your weaknesses into strengths. It can help you develop immense expertise in the areas you're interested in. It allows you to really excel in the areas that are most important to you, the ones that are most needed in your life right now. I mean, there are teachers everywhere in this community, and what they know is worth knowing. I'm speaking from absolute personal experience here. I can't even tell you how much life-changing information and insight I've gotten from members of this community. The interviews I've done, the conversations on the forum, the interactions that I've had with friends from this community totally have shifted the way that Missy and I live. I mean, challenges that we've struggled with for years and years that were solved in a single day just by reaching out and getting help. Strategies that have made our lives more simple and more manageable and more enjoyable. Best practices that have turned entire categories of our life upside down and taken them to the next level. I mean, how incredibly valuable is that? What gives a community its power is sharing. So being a member of our community comes with a responsibility, because this vision doesn't work if we just consume wisdom and consume information and experience and insight without producing any to give back. Your active participation is required to make this dream a reality. So this month, I'm going to ask you for your active participation. I'm going to ask you for two important areas of feedback that mean so much to us. Here's what they are. Area number one is this. What do you need right now? What would you like to see more of in this community? You want to travel to exotic places with other Lifebook members and have amazing experiences? Do you need some specific coaching in any of the 12 categories? Or maybe a little bit more accountability around your goals? Let us know what we could add to this program that would really help you achieve that life that you designed in your Lifebook. In order to do that, I'd like you to send me a personal email at John, J-O-N, no H, at mylifebook.com. And tell me what you want to see in this community. Tell me what you want us to add to the members platform. Any ideas you have on enhancing the Lifebook VIP experience, send them to me directly and I'll respond to you myself. Area number two is this. What are you willing to share with this community? Look, this is an essential part of being a Lifebook VIP. We're counting on you to share what you know. You have wisdom that we need. If you know a new and better way of doing anything, we want to know about it. Whether it's a meal plan that has really worked for you, or a new strategy to get the kids to bed on time, a great trip that you've just taken that you'd recommend to other VIPs, a new breakthrough in your spiritual life that others would find valuable, doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's something valuable that will enable this community to thrive. Maybe you'd be willing to contribute an article to Lifebook's Wisdom Bank. Or maybe you'd even like to contribute a monthly article to our monthly members page. Or maybe you'd like to run a Lifebook class in your hometown through our Lifebook Leaders Program. What can you contribute to this community to make it better for everyone? Now, what's really working in your life right now that you could bring to this community that would add value? How can you help your fellow VIPs meet their needs? Again, if you're willing to share with us what you'd like to share with the community, send me a personal email at john@mylifebook.com and tell me what it is, and I'll respond to you myself. And let me tell you this, I can tell you this from personal experience. Sharing your wisdom, sharing your experience and knowledge with your community is going to give you a tremendous sense of personal fulfillment. You will get huge benefits from this yourself, not just the people that you share with. Helping people improve their lives will improve your life. It'll raise your self-esteem. It'll make you feel important and valuable and needed, because you will be. By sharing the things you know, the things you're good at, things you might even take for granted, but could be the exact thing that someone needs right there in that moment, you could have an immense positive impact on the lives of the other people in this community. And that's our vision. That's our purpose. That's the reason this community exists, for us all to pool our knowledge and resources and pull each other forward together.
Hello, Lifebook VIPs. This is Sandra. One of the most rewarding parts of getting to facilitate Lifebook design sessions is leading the category discussions. There's so much wisdom shared by our members, so many authentic, game-changing breakthroughs. Each month, it's my goal to pass on one of these game changers as it relates to our category of focus, with the hope that it might help you improve your own LQ score. So for August, as we're focused on the social life category, the insight that stands out to me was shared by VIP member Dr. Dan Pompa. Dr. Pompa is a world leader in health and wellness. He's a sought-after professional practice coach, speaker, and nutrition expert. He and his wife, Marilee, reside in Park City, Utah, and have 5 children. They recently attended Lifebook for the second time when they hosted a private session for some of their coaching clients. A breakthrough that Dan shared regarding his social life stands out as extremely powerful, and I appreciate him letting me share it with you. First, a little background on how Dan used to view his social life that I'm sure will resonate with many of our members. As a busy entrepreneur managing time between his business and his family, he didn't necessarily put a high priority on developing a bigger social network. Marilee, on the other hand, is highly extroverted and truly enjoys having a full social calendar. She had always pulled him into things, social engagements, connecting with new people. One of Dan's key realizations looking back demonstrates the power of interconnectivity and has given him a much deeper why for his social life. He said that it's because of his wife's passion for connecting that has led to so many hugely important relationships that have not just enhanced their social life, but have made a clear impact in his business world. It's caused him to shift from just going along for the ride with Marilee and she's making me do it, to looking at it totally different now. It's made a difference in so many ways. He doesn't give her resistance anymore. It doesn't create stress in the relationship, and he truly appreciates the impact it has had in his life and career, thus creating a win-win-win in love relationship, social life, and business. As we all know, friendships require time and energy, both serious currencies for busy professionals. So, do you have a compelling purpose that leverages connection to other categories that makes it worth it? Well, like Dan and so many of our members have come to find, the benefits of investing in this category are innumerable. We all have so much going on that it can be very easy to find good excuses as to why we don't have time to reach out to other people. It can feel like just one more thing we have to do. And chances are, when the pressure's on, like working on a big project, facing a tight deadline, or juggling your kids' activities, that we tend to take friendship for granted to make it secondary to other demands of our time. But according to Sean Aker, author of The Happiness Advantage, that's the worst decision you could make. Aker says, when people get stressed, they tend to divide themselves from those around them, including family, friends, and coworkers. But the most successful people take the opposite approach. Instead of turning inward, they actually hold tighter to their social support. In one of his studies of Harvard students, he discovered that those who traded the fun times with friends for countless hours in the library were less happy, more stressed, and had lower grades than their more social classmates. So when projects are looming, Aker suggests making it a point to be more interactive with others throughout your workday, even if it's just chatting about celebrity gossip with your office mates or exchanging a few witty instant messages with your best friend. Decades of research have revealed that social support may be the single greatest contributor to our personal happiness. Aker says that not only are these people happier, but they are more productive, engaged, energetic, and resilient. Randolph Burns said, "A man with few friends is only half developed. There are whole sides of his nature which are locked up and have never been expressed. He cannot unlock himself. He cannot even discover them. Friends alone can stimulate him and open him." One of the greatest challenges to finding, developing, and strengthening friendships is devoting enough time to nurture these important relationships. So as you work on your social life chapter this month, ask yourself, have you consciously or unconsciously put your relationships with friends on hold until your life slows down? What can you do to carve out and schedule time for your friendships? Please bring your own social life success stories and challenges to our next community VIP coaching call on Wednesday, August 12th. Until then, here's to stepping into your ideal social life.
Hello, Lifebook VIPs. I'm John Vaselli, and I'm back again for Word of the Month. This is where you pick a word or a phrase that is meaningful or sets a tone for you this month. And this month's category is social life. One of my best friend's brother hugs me and thanks me every time he sees me. He always says, "Thank you so much for what you did for my brother." His brother's name is Peter, and he was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Peter was one of six really close college buddies of mine. Peter had a family, a wife, and three little children. And after he'd been sentenced, he asked me to look after his kids while he was away. He was also allowed only one visit every 2 weeks for 4 hours. I never missed one of those visits. And I could tell you, I hated going there every time. I would start dreading it days before I had to leave. The other guys in our close group wrote Peter off, and they would ask me why I was wasting my time with this guy. And I would say, it's because I believe friends deserve second chances. I also believe friends stick and don't run when times get difficult. But most importantly, I believe that I would have needed a friend more than ever if I were in that situation. If you think that sounds like something that would live in my premise section of my social life, you'd be right. But they really live in my character section. Without a strong character, I'm not sure I would have been able to be as supportive as I was. And so that brings me to my word this month, connected. I chose this word because I'm constantly reminded of the connections between each one of these categories. It's fascinating to me. Character gave me the strength in this situation to handle it. But connected is also appropriate this month because I just moved back to Illinois and I'm really looking forward to connecting with all my friends in person instead of writing them emails or messages or via Skype. So that's my word this month. What's yours? Post it up in the forum. Can't wait to see what you come up with.
Hey everyone, it's Damien, and this month I'm going to share a couple insights on creating an epic social life. For me, the idea of social means deep connection with other people. It's my belief and experience that the most valuable time I've ever spent or ever will spend is when I'm deeply connected with other people. Whether it's traveling to new countries with friends or sharing dinners and conversations with them, the juice that takes the experience of living from cool and fun to amazing and fulfilled is when the moments are shared with someone we share a part of our heart with. One slightly crazy way to connect with someone is to co-write a book together. Regardless of how close you think you are to begin with, by the end of the writing gestation, the depth of conversation and entanglement will bring your relationship to a totally different level. When my dear friend Christopher Ashby and I wrote Reinvented Life together in 2012, I couldn't have imagined the beautiful connected outcome, nor anticipated the amazing process we shared in creating our paperbound story. I think we've all heard a friend or maybe a family member say, "I'd do anything for you." I know I've said it, and I genuinely meant it, as most people probably do when they say it. But the reality is that most people talk a good game, and very few people actually show up, and even fewer are willing to trust beyond the easy lip service. Last year, I had a monumental event in my life. when I was promoted to third degree black belt on my birthday. It was a bittersweet 15-year accomplishment because my father had died just months earlier. I remember reaching out to a number of friends in my life, inviting them to be there with me and to support me. And then I sat back and wondered who would actually show up. When the day came and just a few of those I invited arrived, there was a clear distinction between the talkers in my life and those who show up, the doers. The handful of people who did show up touched me, and they all know how much it mattered, that they didn't just say they cared and were proud of me, but they cared enough to be there, to show up. We all have opportunities to show up in our relationships. Sometimes it's physically flying to be with someone. Sometimes showing up means trusting someone and putting yourself out there for them, putting your butt on the line, trusting only their word and loving them enough to let that be enough. When I destroyed my credit years ago, one of my dear friends added me to his cell phone plan since at the time I couldn't even qualify for a toaster oven. He trusted me and our friendship, and it mattered enough for him to be vulnerable. This week, a couple of my dear friends here in Colorado trusted me enough to hand me the keys to their home, their car, their dogs, and even their chicken coop. I'm grateful, and for this trust, I consider it a privilege to have relationships with people who show up and those who trust. I guess what it comes down to for me is that I'm not so much interested in anyone telling me how much they care as much as I care how much they show up and trust. We've all heard it before, and it's true here too. The talk is easy, action is hard, and action is what matters. Whether it's taking the time to fly across the country to spend a day or two with someone you really care about, or simply taking the time to handwrite a card to love on them, like our friend Sandra does so beautifully and consistently, it's the showing, not the telling, that stands out. Our action creates a bond and a connected social life that no thinking or telling could ever do. In fact, the benefits of acting to serve those that matter to you goes way beyond having a bigger Facebook friend list. Real connection is about investing energy and trust in others, which is guaranteed to increase both your happiness and feelings of fulfillment. The only limit to how connected you can be is the limit you place on what you're willing to give. This category is a choice like all the others. The big question I'll leave you with is, what will you do this month to show up or really trust those who matter to you the most? See you next month, my friends.
Hi there, VIPs. This is Becky Litwicki, and I'm excited to be here this month to share strategies from the Lifebook team that can help you develop richer, stronger social relationships. I'll start by sharing a strategy from Dave, who reminds us that life gets busy. Because of this, he and his wife plan friend date nights. They buy a season of theater tickets from different companies to enjoy with different friends. As a result, their schedule is sprinkled with many enjoyable nights out that start with dinner and end with the play. It's planned, intentional effort like that that can really fuel a great relationship. Stephanie would agree, as she shared that she works really hard on her friendships because surrounding herself with great friends is a really important part of her life. She likes to tell her friends when they first fall in love that she's in it for the long haul. She learned a great lesson from a friend when she was in college. Her old roommate had called her, and it took Stephanie a long time to get back to her. At first, Stephanie was afraid her friend would be mad at her. When they finally spoke, her friend said, "You're my friend, Stephanie. Don't ever worry that I'll be mad at you. I'll talk to you before that ever happens. One phone call not returned is not going to make or break our friendship." Since her friend was so gracious with her, Stephanie decided right then and there to love her friends unconditionally and never let something as small as one unreturned phone call ruin a friendship. Now, Stephanie doesn't take things personally when it comes to friendships. She talks to her friends when issues come up, and she knows that communication is the key to her long-lasting relationships. Just as Stephanie has learned to love her friends unconditionally, Jesse has been dedicated to judging others less this year. It's become apparent to her just how judgmental people can be without even realizing it, herself included.
Most of the time, judging others is a conditioned response that we unconsciously choose to indulge, and it is so destructive, both to our relationship with the humans around us and to our own mental and emotional lives. We condemn others that don't think, look, or live in accordance with our values. It's self-righteousness at its worst. Finding compassion for everyone she comes in contact with makes her feel empowered, compassionate, and spiritually activated. She reminds herself that no one is perfect, and life is hard for everyone. We are all struggling with one thing or another, and if we can just be a little kinder, a little more tolerant and patient, and a little more loving, she thinks it would relieve a lot of suffering we experience in our lives. This common thread of unconditional love was strengthened when Sandra shared her empowering social life question. That is, are you good at forgiving people? Like really, really forgiving them, so that you are totally free to move on. When people do things that you feel are totally wrong and reprehensible, it can be somewhat challenging to immediately forgive them and take the high road. Sandra realized that sometimes she was telling herself she had forgiven someone. She was convinced that she had let go of whatever it was they had done. But deep down, there was still a little residual lack of forgiveness she needed to work through. And whether she realized it or not, in one way or another, it was holding her back from being able to open herself up to possibilities of new, healthy social relationships. One of the questions she asks herself to find out if there's any negativity lingering is, can I think about them and whatever happened without getting upset at all? When we can find our way to forgiving someone, we are enlarging our future and opening ourselves to all the good things that are there waiting for us. Like Paul Bowes says, forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future. VIPs, do you have a story to share about how loving unconditionally or finding forgiveness has strengthened your social life? Maybe you have some great suggestions for friend date nights that could help ensure you spend time with the people you love the most. Join us over on the VIP forum and share so we can all strengthen our bonds of friendship. Because like the Dalai Lama said, without love, we could not survive. Human beings are social creatures, and a concern for each other is the very basis of life together.
Hey there, VIPs. It's Jesse Colhagen, and we're about to take a tour through this month's awesome social resources. Harold Taylor said, "Unless we give part of ourselves away, unless we can live with other people and understand them and help them, we are missing the most essential part of our lives." This month is all about strengthening our capacity to share with fellow human beings in a more profound way, so that we can experience a deeper, more fulfilling connection with the people in our lives, bring greater love, acceptance, and joy to the time we're given, and support one another on our unique journeys towards becoming our very best selves. So let's dive in. First up is this month's category contributor, Yannick Silver, an entrepreneur, marketer, self-proclaimed adventure junkie, and author of multiple best-selling marketing books. In this month's interview with John, titled The Power of Masterminds, Yannick teaches us everything we need to know about masterminds, how they work, how to create or join one, what to expect if you do, and how to get the absolute most out of your experience with his tried and true tips. If you follow even a fraction of the advice in this short but sweet audio, you're sure to watch both your social life and your personal potential skyrocket. So be sure not to miss this one. Next up, we have this month's Social Life Notes, which are our small but mighty book summaries to give you more wisdom in less time and move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This month, we're featuring two books that have the power to completely transform your life. The first is number one New York Times bestseller, Daring Greatly, from thought leader Dr. Brené Brown. This book teaches us the power of vulnerability and how we can utilize it as a tool for the way we lead, love, work, parent, and educate. Next, we have Dr. Harriet Lerner's profound book, The Dance of Connection, How to Talk to Someone When You're Mad, Hurt, Scared, frustrated, insulted, betrayed, or desperate. Because we all know that the most difficult time to discuss our emotions is when we're at the peak of experiencing them. This book helps guide us as we share ourselves authentically and find a common ground to help us overcome any potential issues we may be facing with others. Both of these books are absolutely revolutionary and are sure to change how you interact with others for the better. While we're on the topic of interacting, I'd like to highlight a fascinating article titled 14 Body Language Skills That Make the Popular Popular. In this post, we're given 14 subtle yet impactful physical cues we can practice to grow our own self-confidence and showcase our inner strength to others. Because there's undoubtedly a connection between how we use our bodies and how we feel about ourselves, especially when it comes to interacting in social situations. This article will help you gain the courage you need to show up with strength and serenity, no matter who you're facing. And for my fellow introverts in the Lifebook community, we've taken it a step further and have highlighted an article titled, 3 Strategies for Surviving the First 5 Minutes of Any Social Situation. So truthfully, whether you're an introvert or not, we've all had our moments of social anxiety where we retreat to the bar to avoid awkward conversations or dreaded small talk. But one thing author Megan Francis has found to be true is that no matter how awkward or uncomfortable you may feel, if you can just break the ice and get through the first 5 minutes of a conversation, your chances of having a genuinely interesting and enjoyable interaction with the other person is increased dramatically. Follow her advice so you can try it out for yourself, and let us know what you think by commenting at the bottom of the post. I suppose this is a good time to share a little snippet about my own contribution this month, an article titled, How I Became Less Judgmental and More Open-Hearted. Henry Boy once said, "The most important trip you may take in life is meeting people halfway." And while I wholeheartedly agree with this now, it pains me a little bit to admit that I wasn't always the most accepting person. As a matter of fact, I used to be super judgmental. This article is a super up-close and personal account of my journey from chronic criticizer to being a more loving, accepting, open-hearted person, and exactly how and why I decided to make the transformation. If it resonates with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. And while we're on the topic of righting our wrongs, let's take a look at this month's post titled, How to Apologize Perfectly Every Time, where Dr. Ruth shares the 3 most important ingredients to make sure your apology is felt in the spirit you intended it to be. Because as we've all probably learned the hard way, an insincere apology can often do more damage than the thing that you're apologizing for. So next time you upset someone, give these 3 tips a try and watch them work wonders. One of my favorite posts this month is titled, Family Gatherings, the Ultimate Mindfulness Training Ground. It addresses the struggle many of us have when reuniting with our masses of family members. Because the truth is, family gatherings, as wonderful as they may be, can be trying for many of us, to say the least. Whether there are outward conflicts, challenging differences of opinion, or even just simply the loss of your daily routine, getting together with family can quickly create unwanted stress and tension if you're not careful. This post helps us tap into our consciousness and access our inner peace, even when faced with some of our more challenging social interactions. And please don't forget that you have unlimited access to Lifebook's social video for the entire month of August. Spending just 1 hour re-experiencing that life-changing video and bringing new thought power to your social life could be exactly the thing you need to move your life forward this month. Well, that's it for now, VIPs. Thank you so much for being here with us. I'll catch you on the VIP page and in the discussions on the forum. But until next time, here's to expanding your extraordinary social circle.
Thank you so much for tuning in this month, Lifebook VIPs. And as our audio comes to an end here, I want to recite a quote here that you've probably heard before. You become the average of the 5 people that you spend the most time with. Well, here at Lifebook, we want to make sure that we're spending quality time with the most extraordinary people we know. And that means people in the Lifebook community. By engaging at this level, we know we're going to develop some deep new friendships. We know we're going to learn so much. We're going to create extraordinary experiences. We'll get all the self-esteem that comes from contributing to others and really helping them move their lives forward. That's good stuff, VIPs. And the same thing's going to happen to you if you raise the bar and take it to the next level as a Lifebook member this month and really contribute to us and let us know what you need, what we can contribute to you. So our theme for August is Connect, and you can read all about that on our VIP members page. Join the VIP call this month and connect with us. Hop online, get on the forum, comment on people's threads, and connect with us. Contribute to our wisdom bank. Connect with us by sharing something great that you know. And connect with me by writing me personally at john@mylifebook.com and tell me what you want us to add to this community that would really help you and what you can contribute personally to this community. I will hook you up and I will activate you as a member of the Lifebook community. Look, this is such a special group of people that we're associated with, so unique. There's no community like this anywhere else in the world except right here. And there's one big rite of passage to get in this community. There's only one door in. No one gets in without doing the work you've done to create a Lifebook. That's what we all have in common. That's what sets us apart from everyone else we know. And I'll tell you, our community stands for all the things that the world needs right now. It stands for self-responsible people who live consciously and make the world a better place. That's a big deal. We need thousands, millions more people like this on this planet. We're part of something that makes a big difference. And we're looking for people out there who get that at a deep level, just like we do. And when we find those people, we're going to treasure them and we're going to nurture them and we're going to share this journey together with them every step of the way, encouraging each other, holding each other accountable, motivating each other, inspiring each other, because that's what great communities do. Until next time, VIPs, on behalf of everyone here at Lifebook, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic August. We'll be in close contact with you this month. And here's to your extraordinary life.